It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button.
And they're off for another Give 270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another Whiskey Quickie, or maybe this time we call it Bungholes in Space.
Oh, really?
Well, do you remember Mystic Bourbon? This is the one where they sent the barrel to space.
No way.
But this isn't that exact bottle. This is some of their normal stuff.
Stuff aged on Earth.
Yeah, stuff aged on Earth. That's where it's coming from. So this is Heart of Mystic Bourbon, and this is 45% wheat and then is aged a minimum of 3 years. And this is one of their single barrel bourbons and has an SRP of $40. And I didn't get the proof on it. What's the proof on it say?
Oh, let's see here. It says 114.6.
There we go.
It's a nice 375 bottle.
Where does it say distilled in? Is it actually?
It says distilled and bottled by Mystic Farm and Distillery, Durham, North Carolina.
There we go. Well, so there it is from North Carolina. On with the nose. Wow. I mean,
some like toasted marshmallows.
It's a very good weeded profile.
Yeah. Some of that kind of little creamy, butterscotchy little bit nose to it too. But I'm really getting like a lot of toasted marshmallows.
Yeah, I'd say that. It's almost kind of like if you're going through a corn maze and you kind of get that kind of waft when you go through there. I kind of get that too.
Yep.
On with the nose. Or sorry, on with the taste.
Hmm. Okay. I was surprised. It's creamy. It's viscous. I get that toasted marshmallow. There's some graham cracker notes to it. I mean, this tastes like almost like a double oaked or something. It's got,
wow, you say double oaked, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's got some really rich, sweet, decadent flavors to it. I'm surprised that years old.
I thought there was it's a really good rounded profile. There's just a little bit of hint of spice on the back, but it's not like a typical like rye bourbon where it's going to be kind of really going to feel it. But for wheated bourbon, you kind of just get a little bit of that spice in the back end. But it's overall, it fits that, as I said before, that wheated profile where it's a little bit delicate on the palate, not overpowering, especially what we say, 114 proof.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
It's got a little earthy funkiness, but in a good way. Like I really like it.
Yeah. That's really good too.
Yep.
All right. So on the nose, how are you going to rate it?
Sideways for me. There was some kind of, I don't know.
Too basic for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Too expected. On the taste, though?
Taste, I loved it. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
That was really good.
And the finish?
Thumbs up. Really liked it. Thought it was really balanced. A lot of really good flavors going on. Some funkiness. I mean, it was a really interesting pour that I'd probably have another.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can try the one that's coming back down from Earth here soon.
Yeah. Let's see what those asteroids do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it takes to make a barrel come back from space and not go and be combust, but
that's a lot of G-forces.
I want to try it now.
Me too.
All right. That is our review of Heart of Mystic Bourbon. With that, cheers, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Toodles.